You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Insurance group Liberty has swung back to profits this year, boosted by growth in demand for new insurance products as the country continues to battle against the COVID-19 pandemic. But I do have Liberty CEO, Mr. David Munro, here to review the numbers. David, thanks so much for your time. Does the return to profits in the first half mean that the worst is over for the group from a COVID-19 perspective?
Good evening, Fifi, and thanks for having me on your show. And our sense of it is that the second wave was really terrible for this country. The third wave that we're in the midst of now will have a big effect on us during the second half of this year, and hence we've put more money into our pandemic reserve. We put another R1 billion aside for that. And we think that by the time that we get to the end of this year, and probably the fourth wave will be here then, it will be much more muted, and the impact of the vaccine program will have had a profound effect on dampening the impact of this pandemic for South Africa.
Just that extra money that you have set aside for your pandemic reserve, so it takes it to around 4.1 billion rand or so, I believe. I mean, the fact that you did have to increase it, I mean, does this mean that the number of COVID-19 claims and retrenchment claims were a lot more than you expected?
It's really only in the COVID-19 mortality, what we call mortality, which is the claims that result from people passing away, that is giving rise to the spike in claims. And as you can see from our numbers, yes, we've set aside 4.1 odd billion rand between the various allocations made to this reserve. But actually, if you look at the claims that we paid in the first half of this year, they totaled 8.5 billion rand. That was 61% up on the first half of last year. That really demonstrates the claims that have come through in the first half, largely due to the second wave, that represent people, us being there to honor the promises that we've made and to provide the financial resources that we committed to provide when somebody passed away.
I think what also demonstrates the seriousness of health at this moment in time is the increase in new business volumes that you have reported today. So just help us understand exactly what are these products that your new clients are demanding from Liberty?
Well, an insurer like ours provides essentially two products, Fifi. The first is these long-term life insurance products that are there to protect people against the unexpected passing of a loved one, the loss of the income earner in a family. And clearly we've seen people realize that during this pandemic that very unexpected things can happen. And so we've seen decent volume growth in our risk sales. That's what we call our risk sales. But equally, we are a provider of long-term investment products as well, helping people to actually save money to achieve their hopes and dreams and aspirations. And so actually we've seen a lot of money being put to work by people wanting to save over the long term. And that's money that you can see coming through our volumes in the volumes of new business that are being written in the first half.
David, while you do say that most of the claims paid thus far have been related to a COVID-19 deaths, but how many claims have you had to fork out or pay, perhaps is the most appropriate word, for retrenchments, given that we have seen unemployment rise to record highs in this period?
Yeah, I haven't got a quantification of that, Fifi, but it's not way outside of our assumption. So it's not as though we are having to put additional money aside to make sure that we can cope with retrenchment claims. In fact, I think what happened mostly in our experience, there was a very significant loss of jobs during last year. And actually, the economy recreated many jobs in the second half of the year. And I think we all saw that, those very stark statistics actually started to recover in the second half of last year. During this year, there hasn't really been a significant change in the level of joblessness in the country. And therefore, it's not a big feature of these results for us in the current year.
While you do say it's very difficult to predict whether the worst is over for the group at this moment, you have decided to not reward your shareholders again this time around, David. But I want to understand if that is as a function of taking extra caution, or if that's as part of the T's and C's of the latest deal that has been announced to market regarding Liberty formally becoming fully a part of the Standard Bank Group.
Yeah, thanks, Fifi. And actually, the preface to your question is this is a tough time to predict for Liberty. Well, it's really because of COVID. I actually think the group is in very good shape, and we're very proud of these results. We're making such progress on the things that we think are important to making us competitive and successful in the future. And yes, we'll get through COVID, and I think a really strong business emerges for Liberty out of COVID. In respect of your dividend question, Actually, it's a very simple answer. And that is that our dividend policy says that we will pay, we guide shareholders that our policy will be that we will pay at an interim stage, which is where we are now, 40% of the dividend that we paid in the prior financial year. In 2020, the financial year of 2020, we didn't pay a dividend. And hence, it's a very natural thing for us to say, rather, that is what the policy says. We're not paying a dividend now. However, we will reassess the situation at the full year. And this decision doesn't impact our ability to pay a dividend in respect to the full year results, once we can see the full year taken into account.
All right. Phew. I think some of your investors are breathing a sigh of relief there at the prospect of maybe getting a final dividend from Liberty before it does wave bye-bye to the JSC, becoming fully part of the Standard Bank Group. I mean, what can you tell us about the developments on that deal since you did come to market with that announcement last month?
Yeah, thanks. The work that we're doing at the moment is to prepare all the documentation that needs to be circulated. It's called a circular that needs to be issued to our ordinary shareholders and to our preference shareholders. We're hoping that that should be done within the next 6 weeks or so. Once we issue that circular, it's really the final offer that's being put on the table for shareholders. They've got 4 weeks to assess it, and then there's a scheme meeting that should take place. I think it's about 4 weeks after the offer is circulated. And it's at that point that shareholders make the vote to say, yes, they are going to sign up to this offer. We are in parallel are trying to secure the regulatory approvals that are required. And it's those two parallel processes that need to be undertaken to get the deal to finally get to implementation, which we think will results in the delisting and Standard Bank taking over 100% ownership. We think that that's probably only likely in the latest, with optimism, late fourth quarter this year, but probably realistically early next year.
Okay, so what is also penciled in for the fourth quarter this year is us achieving herd immunity as a country. And I do see that Liberty has set up a vaccination site in Bromfontein. How many people are you giving the jab at this stage, and what are your targets?
You know, we're working with Dis-Chem. They've been an absolutely fantastic partner, and I really have to shout that out for them. I think they've been brilliant. And as of almost all, I think all vaccine providers in taking this initiative that was launched by government and obviously firstly anchored in the government facilities. But you look at what the private sector has managed to achieve here. I think it's unbelievable. I mean, I really think it is an extraordinary demonstration of what the private sector can do in this country when it puts its minds to it and it can work with government and is enabled by government. I mean, it's just incredible. We are making a little contribution. We've done 6,500 vaccinations since we opened the site about Monday, 2 weeks ago. We're running at about 600 vaccinations a day. Our target was about 500. So we're doing more than our target. But that's largely, Liberty's provided the facility and, wonderful people to support it and to man the facility. But the expertise is being provided by Dis-Chem, and they deserve the credit here alongside our team. But we're very proud of this because it's servicing this community, this inner city community that, needed the support. So we're very proud of that.
We're proud of you in terms of the vaccination drive, David. Thanks so much for your time. What's the common saying nowadays? No one is okay until everyone is okay, we are hearing. But we'll leave it there. So thank you, David Munro, CEO at Liberty.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.